With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. With reports of possible Russian interference in this year's vote, security is a major concern for election offices. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, offices here on the Central Coast have established new procedures.
You would have reached our security operations center.
Inside the Monterey County Elections Office in Salinas, a small group of workers watches a video on internet security.
We mandate cybersecurity training for all our employees.
Claudio Valenzuela is the Monterey County Registrar of Voters.
They don't touch a computer until they pass the cybersecurity awareness training and tests.
He says securing this year's election process and the results are paramount. Election servers and voting systems are up to date with the latest security patches. The office is also part of the Information Sharing and Analysis Center, a national group that links local election offices with updates on security issues around the country.
The Secretary of State also, a few years ago, put together a cybersecurity team. They're very active in disseminating the correct information.
And the machines voters used to cast their ballots in past elections have been replaced.
We used to have voting machines, those touchscreen machines. They actually recorded votes.
But with no physical paper trail for audits or recounts, the new machines actually print out a paper ballot that voters can check.
Paper ballots are the standard for security in elections.
Mail-in ballots in Monterey County will look the same as in past elections, but in Santa Cruz County, the mail-in ballots look different. So will the paper ballots at polling places. Gail Pellerin is Santa Cruz County's Register of Voters.
Instead of connecting the head and tail of an arrow, you'll be filling in an oval to the left of your choice versus the right of your choice.
Pellerin says the format of the ballots changed because the voting system they were using was out of date, so they had to replace it. She adds that voters can still use an electronic device at polling places if they wish. Poll workers can provide voters with something that looks like a large iPad, where you mark your selection on a screen, but no data will be stored on the tablet.
And then it actually prints a ballot that you can look at and verify your choices, and then you deposit that in the ballot box. So it's all paper-based and not connected to the internet.
Still, Pellerin says the biggest threat is something that neither she nor any of the election offices can stop.
Quite frankly, I think the easiest way to hack a vote is really to hack somebody's mind by putting out false information and spreading it easily through social media.
And she says stopping that threat is really up to each individual voter.
I stay off social media this time of year and don't really read any of it.
California's primary is coming up on March 3rd. It's part of Super Tuesday, when more than a dozen states hold primaries. Mail-in ballots have already been sent out, and early voting is underway. KAZU will have coverage of the returns on election night. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.